It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, Michigan. It's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live in the Spartan Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. The rain's blown through here. If you're a little bit east of us, you're probably still getting a little bit of it, but it's going to be a beautiful Saturday. Partly cloudy. It's great. Get out and fire up your grill. I'm in the studio here with Barbecue Bob and Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. It's a Hogapalooza Saturday. We're going to go hog wild today. We're actually going wild boar to the UP. We're going to knock out some food from up north.
That's right. We're going to spend a little time. Bob's had a few trips up there talking to a variety of people. We're going to spend a little bit of time with something called Sun Pickles. You guys are not going to want to miss this recipe. We'll throw it up on thegrillingguys.com, but it's a really cool thing. We did an interview with a lady named Toni Niederhode, and she's from Positive Chimney, one of our friends up in the Traverse area. Our friend Phil Tower, our executive producer of our show, is going to be talking with us a little bit today from an event called Thrill of the Grill up in Greenville. It's a fundraiser that he's part of, and we're going to support that today. Our friend Larry Mauby from El Mauby Wines is going to talk to us about some summer sparkling wines. Bob, you had a chance to try some of those, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
He's now a friend.
Yeah. Bob,
weren't you there?
No, I wasn't. I don't believe I was. We're gonna go farther north and do some pasties on the grill. This is a UP
job. Yeah, we pronounce that pasty.
Is it pasty, not pasty?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's a little pocket of dough with some rutabaga in it. And Bob's going to share a little story about Cowboy Rob Russell had one of these earlier this week when he was in town, and he didn't know what it was. Going to do a little mosquito repellent, natural mosquito repellent. Man, they are savage right now, all this rain we've been having. And sprayed a little mosquito repellent on me, got on the food, and it ruined the crap on the grill, right? I mean, it just made it crap is what it did. And so I was thinking about that, and I'm like, you know what, there's got to be a better way. So there's some natural stuff that's actually made with essential oils. We're going to talk a little bit about that.
But anyway. I found some natural stuff, too.
Did you?
Yeah, at Meijer. It's called Cutters. You spray it on your lawn. It's a natural thing to do.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of stuff I sprayed on the food, and it gave it a pretty terrible flavor. But anyway, Chaz, what'd you bring us today?
I brought Schwartz beer today.
What is Schwartz beer?
Black lager, a black pilsner.
Okay.
One day, a few of the guys were sitting around the bar, and they said, "Hey, you can't make a black light beer." I said, "Yeah, I can." So I did some research back into my Bavarian heritage and found out that Schwarz beer was the style that I was after and read a whole lot of old recipes in German.
Wait. You said your Bavarian heritage?
Yeah, my grandma's Esch.
Oh. Because I just saw your brother like a week ago. He didn't mention any of this.
He probably was talking about his lawn or something. But, yeah, we have a black beer that we're going to talk about today. And it's light, refreshing. You can drink it in the summer. It throws off everybody that thinks that dark means heavy.
Right.
And you don't want to look at a beer and judge it at face value. Get it on your lips, man.
Yeah, well, that's the best way. There's no other way. And, you know, there's a lot of varieties of beer out there, but these Schwartz beers go really well with more spicy food on your grill. That dark flavor brings out the spiciness that can handle it. You know, again, when we're talking about pairing beers with food, if you've got a lighter beer, you want a lighter spiced food. If you've got a heavier beer, it's not heavy. I guess maybe that's not right. What would you describe that as?
Well, what you have is you have strong roast flavors in it.
Okay.
But the palate of it is very light. So one guy yesterday that was going with a tasting with me says, bam, it's on your tongue, and boom, it's gone.
Okay.
It's very, very refreshing style of beer because it's modeled after a pilsner. But it has those roasty tastes in there and stuff that go great with slow-roasted things on the grill.
Roasty O'Donnell, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Roasty was tasty.
Yeah. You were there, too.
Yeah, it was a great little party.
If you just tuned in, it's the Grilling Guys, so it's got to be Saturday morning. We're 107.3 WBBL. Every Saturday from 9 to 11, you can check us out on Facebook. You can hit us on thegrillingguys.com. It's a blog. Follow along and leave a trail. But there's a lot of recipes on that website. It's a good resource.
So you guys ready for a beer?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got the Cajun sausage from the Cascade Financial Boys next door already, and, you know, we're kind of thinking it needed to go with one.
There you go.
All right. Pause that refreshes.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy this one, and you'll see what I mean about that taste. It's just crisp, but the roasts are there. And you take a piece of meat that you're going to rub down and cook slow. You know, and a lot of the rubs I've seen you post, Bob, are got some great flavor and body behind them and character. And for some people, that's a lot of spice to be laying on the palate. You want to have a good Michigan beer product right next to you to be able to quench that if it's a little bit overkill for your
and
personal taste.
And water.
Oh, you need some water, too. But, you know, beer is mostly water, so we'll get it that way.
So if you don't know, Schmoe's Brewery is located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street in Grand Rapids. There's an ice arena there that a lot of people are familiar with, and they're right next door to it. But, Chaz, tell us a little bit about the tap room.
Well, we've got a tap room. We maintain 12 beers on tap, plus root beer in case you bring the kids. Today's Saturday, so we're actually doing root beer floats as well for the kids. So, you know, make it a family enterprise and come on over. We've got a nice little beer garden that now that this weather's blown over this afternoon with the partly cloudy, got some shade trees out there. Enjoy yourself.
You can actually bring your food down there and cook it because you got a couple grills out there.
Yeah, we got a little honor grill system over there that, you know, throw a buck or two in for the gas and then bring some food over and feed the family.
And get honor.
That's right.
But,
I tell you what, it is. I've been there. I've been there, and we've done that, so to speak. And it is a good time. And the Grilling Guys enjoy our time at Schmoe's. We're in the Mug Club. If you want to be a regular over there, you got to join the Mug Club. And,
yeah, we're almost sold out on that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Wait. What? How does a Mug Club sell out? Why would you
ever
want to stop?
All the spots on the
wall. Oh, okay. All right.
And then when we renew in January, there'll be some people that left the area.
Sure.
So me and Jop, we're probably going to break our mugs if we don't renew.
Well, we just make sure that you have good attendance.
That's right.
Yeah, I've used mine. I've used it. I've enjoyed it. That's a great place. We're talking with Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's. The owner, Jim, comes over from, I think, Holly.
Yep.
Every, like, Thursday or Friday. Works through the whole weekend, and you're there during the week, and you've got a very able bartender.
We've got Kristen during the day, and we've got Rebecca at night.
Rebecca. That's then, who I've always run into. She is a doll.
This afternoon, actually, you're going to see Jim's daughter, Alexis.
Oh,
she's,
yes.
She's home for the summer from college, from U of M.
She works a lot of events with you.
She's helping out behind the bar today. So
again, this is Michigan fine handcrafted beer, okay? It's Michigan is, what do we have, 80 microbrewers now?
We're just over 100 breweries.
Wow.
Now.
Okay, that's
when you
that's
count
a
all
huge
the brew
number.
Pubs and nano breweries and things, every week we get an
Would
email.
Would you call a Hopcat a nano brewery?
Hopcat's a brew pub.
Brew pub.
They have a license where they can bring other people's product in and showcase it, as well as make their own, but they can't sell
What's a
theirs
nano
outside.
Brewery?
Nano breweries are less than 3 barrels, so they're making very small batches, usually comparable to what maybe a home brewer is making.
Okay.
You start talking about the beer cellar or Oddside Ales out in Grand Haven. Those are nanos.
Okay.
And the new White Flame that's supposed to be starting up out in Hudsonville. That'll be a nano. But my 20-barrel system puts me up in a bigger league.
Well, Chaz, you're in a league of your own, brother. We know that. Hey, Bob, you spent a little time traveling this week up north, and
ran
across a friend of yours at the Positive Chimney, and she gave you you did an interview with her, didn't you?
Yeah, this is they're actually customers of mine. They buy the Tech Grill and the good one, and Dave and Tony Naderhood. They're just phenomenal people. I've known Dave for probably 10 or 15 years, and this is his wife, Tony. We did a barbecue class. Rob and I were up there Wednesday, and we did a class, and Dave makes these pickles, and it's Tony's recipe. But let's give a listen to Tony.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob. I am up at Positive Chimney in Cadillac, Michigan. We're getting ready to do a class, Rob Russell and I are, and one of the owners of the business, Tony Naderhood, she has some pickles that you just got to try, and if you're doing barbecue, nothing goes better with barbecue than a good dill pickle, and these are called sun pickles. Good afternoon, Tony.
Well, good afternoon, and how are you today?
Hey. We're having a beautiful day up here. The sun's shining, and I see you've got a nice cold Sam Adams on the table here, and we've got dill pickles that are off the chain. So you call them sun pickles?
Yeah, I'm not sure why, but you probably because you put them in the sun for 3 days and just kind of let them cook out in the sun.
That'd be a pretty good reason. So give us the process. You have to select the right dills for starters.
You don't want anything really large. You want something maybe about a 3-inch to 4-inch in length and maybe 2 inches in diameter.
Okay, and then for your ingredients here, tell us what you're going to put in there and how you do that.
I've learned to kind of mix the brine together, and you start out with a half a teaspoon of allium, a pint of white vinegar, a tablespoon we've chosen to use for pickling spice, approximately 3 or 4 or more of red peppers that you can, I just slit with a knife, the least you handle the better.
Are those cayenne?
Hotter the better. 6 dill heads. Start out with a 1/4 cup of kosher salt, and then check and see how you like the taste of the salt. We prefer a little bit less than 1/2 cup. 1.5 quarts of water, 4 cloves or more of garlic, and then you mix that all together, and then you layer the pickles and the garlic and the dill in it, and then I take and dump the brine into a big container, a big jar, whatever, and then put 3 or 2 slices of rye bread on top, and then seal them up and set them in the sun for 3 days.
That is crazy. I've heard of a wine being made like that, and now pickles in the sun.
Pickles in the sun. Is that awesome or what?
Yeah, because you don't have to go in the kitchen.
No, you can do everything outside. Just hang out.
And it goes good with a Sam Adams? What kind of Sam's?
Oh, it's a summer ale.
Nice.
Good advertising, eh?
Well, Tony, that is awesome. I've eaten, I think, 5 of these pickles. Rob Russell is on probably his 20th right now. And you got to try these. This is easy. It goes perfect for that backyard barbecue, and you can make them in 3 days. This is Barbecue Bob. We are at Positive Chimney in Cadillac, Michigan. It's a gorgeous place. They sell the good one. They sell the tech, and these guys know barbecue. So thanks a lot, Tony.
Thank you for having me. You have a great day. Enjoy Michigan.
That was Barbecue Bob and Tony Naderhood from Positive Chimney, recorded interview they did earlier this week. Stay with us. Coming up next, we've got our buddy and executive producer, Phil Tower, going to talk to us live from Greenville at the Thrill of the Grill, and we're going to be talking about 3 summer sparkling wines you won't want to miss that are going to go excellent with the grilled food you're doing this weekend. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.